Support for KPLU comes from St. Martin's University in Lacey, presenting its annual gala November 7th with Mario Batali, Michael Simon, and their co-hosts from The Chew, a gourmet affair benefiting student scholarships. More information at stmartin.edu/gala.
So, Stein, maybe you can tell me, why do they call it horseradish?
Well, Nancy, have you ever seen one? I don't think it's because horses like to eat them.
Are we allowed to talk about that on the radio?
Well, we just did. Actually, horse is an archaic adjective for anything large, so horseradish. In fact, they're poisonous to horses. Let's get on to making our own homemade horseradish. Have you ever tried that?
I always make my own horseradish sauce. You're talking about some type of horseradish sauce or just grating your own horseradish?
I mean making your own horseradish straight from the horseradish.
Absolutely, I do that, and I can kick myself around the block because 20 years ago, when we put a garden in, Mac had horseradish growing in there, and it was just this wild garden and had tons of horseradish root that was taking up way too much of the garden, and I pulled it all up, and now I'm forced to spend $8 a pound every time I need a piece of horseradish root.
Yeah, they're really expensive. I made my own horseradish a few years ago, and when I started grating that stuff, this is not an exaggeration, it literally did drive me to my knees. It was like chemical warfare. And you managed to survive that. Were you wearing a gas mask or what?
Well, you know, it's interesting that the bite and the scent of horseradish, you don't quite distinguish it until it's grated. I mean, you could just put it up to your nose. You don't really smell it. But Then, woo, hello.
Once you shred all those little cell walls and stuff, two different components in there get together.
What do you use the horseradish for? I mean, I only use it for one thing, prime rib and horseradish sauce. I mix grated horseradish with sour cream and a little bit of salt. That's all.
I actually don't really care for it all that much on prime rib, which I don't think I've had any of in years. But I do like it with pot roast. I like it with on the side with the goulash that I make. You know what else it's great in?
What?
Bloody Marys. Of course, for cocktail sauce, which the Leesons are too hoity-toity to ever eat. But I like all I can get.
Yeah, and every time I see horseradish next to an oyster, I want to slap somebody. Why would you put strong horseradish on top of a delicate oyster?
Well, wouldn't you put, what's that Japanese condiment that's like?
Wasabi?
Yeah, you would have wasabi on sushi, wouldn't you? So what's the big difference?
A lot of real sushi chefs are going to tell you really don't need it. We're seeing less of it being sold or offered, or we're being told no wasabi. And besides which, the wasabi that we get in sushi bars is really just mustard. It's not real grated fresh wasabi unless you're in a real high-end joint. So do you also buy prepared horseradish?
Well, I do. I prefer the Beaver Extra Hot. Years ago, we talked about the old Marie's horseradish, which vanished from the realm of retail. That was my favorite. But that Beaver Extra Hot is pretty good. It'll put those vaporous razor blades right through your sinuses.
Right.
That's what I'm looking for.
Clear your allergies right up. So, Stein, you know what? I look this up, and it says that in the United States, 24 million pounds of horseradish roots are ground and processed every year to make 6 million gallons of prepared horseradish.
Well, Nancy, I'm imagining now standing on a high board above that mammoth vat of horseradish with a chunk of pot roast in my hand. I'm bouncing up and down, up and down. Maybe this would be a good time to wrap it up with KPLU food talker Nancy.
The horseradish of a different color.
Leeson, I'm Dick Stein.